Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in micro moments of kindness. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, tenaciously curious and committed to the notion that connecting and serving others provides a space for one to have a sense of belonging and purpose. And you know, there's always been a place for me that's given me a sense of belonging. It was kind of a refuge, and I sought it out wherever I was as a military kid, the library. And you know, our Port Townsend Library, founded in 1898 by volunteers, by the way, continues to get support from volunteers and remains an active Carnegie Library since it first opened in 1913. Today, its per capita circulation is in the top five for public libraries in Washington State. And we have with us today the library director, Melody Skyweaver, who's going to tell us a little bit more of those treasures we know little about. Melody, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, Missy, I am so honored. Thank you so much for having me. I loved that we connected recently over the kindness kits that the library has, since your show is about sharing micro moments of kindness. And I feel like the library dovetails so well into that.
It just blew my mind, because it is, to me, I think it's one of the best ways we can build that skill and also connect with community. And what a fun thing to start on. But let's save that for when we dive into some of those fun programs that folks don't even know you've been doing. But overall, this Port Townsend Library is a pretty swanky building. We were so lucky to have a Carnegie Library in this small area, this, you know, rural area. Do you know much about how that came to be, if there was some land baron that, you know, championed our cause?
A robber baron who ended up turning good before the end of his days. Carnegie. I think it's more Carnegie on this side of the U.S. and it's Carnegie on the other side of the U.S. I've heard it both ways. But our library is so incredibly fortunate that we had visionary community leaders, by the way, all women in the 1900s. They were called the leading ladies, and they petitioned the Carnegie Foundation to get a library here. And you had to be able to prove that your community would support the library to get the money to build the library. So they would help you build it, the capital, but they didn't give you the operations. And so we have the letter at the library, if people ever want to come and look at the correspondence with the Carnegie Foundation. It's quite lovely. And I think it's so wonderful that it was a group of women who built this library. In 109 years, we will be in October, still standing strong. This old girl looks good.
I'll say. And you have an additional building on the property, and I was mentioning it to you when we were talking ahead of the program. You know, the pink building, I kept saying, okay, why do they call that accessory building a pink building? Like, it's not pink anymore. But that isn't even a reasoning for it. You have an additional facility at the library that also serves our community. Talk a little bit about the history of that building.
Yeah, so the library is very fortunate to have the Charles Pink House in our city facilities, and the library was able to get this building in the 1980s. The Charles Pink House was built by the same people who built the Rothschild House. It's one of the oldest houses in Port Townsend. It goes back to 1868, and in the early mid-2000s, I think around 2011, the Library Foundation paid to help renovate the library pink house so that it could be used for community groups. So it is now a community meeting space for people to gather free of charge as long as they meet the library's policy around that. But it's so wonderful to have a space that allows people to gather. And that is happening now. I think it's so important for people to know that these services are coming back slowly but surely. People can gather again in their safe ways to do that. And the pink house is blue. So I think it's important for people not to be looking for a pink house, but we are in the early stages of looking at a really important restoration of the exterior. It needs some wonderful TLC to make sure that it lasts another 100 years. And so I'm hopeful when we go through that process, it can be painted an appropriate historical Victorian pink. So it'll be the pink house.
Oh, wouldn't that make sense and be so much fun? Well, so you did drop a little hint into some of the programs that you are focusing on at the beginning. And let's talk a little bit more about this kindness effort that is involved with your, is it an outreach? These are bags that are sitting in the lobby. Be Kind to Your Community began this summer. And this was something that is nationwide, or is it something unique to our Port Townsend Library?
I guess yes and no. All the answers are true. And this, I have to say, first of all, just a thank you to the amazing library staff at the Port Townsend Public Library, who I think have just such beautiful optimism and silver linings in everything we do. So part of in the pandemic, as we figured out how we can best serve our community 2.5 years ago, we started doing these craft kits for the community. And we wanted to have things that would give people joy and bring them together and give them creative outlets. And at the beginning of this year, a library in Connecticut reached out to us and they said they had a goal to spread kindness and joy throughout the world. And they wondered if we'd do an exchange with them. So they sent us info about what their library did, including a bell. Their community was famous for bell making. And they sent us a brochure about the kindness kits that they passed out in their community. So the team here at the library just fell in love with the idea and they put these kindness kits together. And I have a personal goal myself this year to just spread kindness like glitter. So that's what we're doing with these kits. There's a kindness bingo. And it's just inspiring people to do little random acts of kindness and bring people joy. And I love that we get to be a part of that in Port Townsend.
It takes a little, and I say this quite a bit. Yesterday, I was at the local grocery store and a woman was on her knees loading the shelves. And she was literally folded up in a way that I admired that I can no longer do. And I said, "Oh, wow, look at you. Well done." And she said, "Really?" She said, "I can hardly get up." I said, "Don't worry about the getting up. You can get those quads back, but that flexibility." And she said, "Thank you for stopping and saying something. That really encouraged me." And I it is encouraging these little, and this gives us a tool, this kindness tool. You know, I don't know if we should share what's in it, or maybe folks should just go straight to the library and find out about it. But you have one for children as well. Do I understand there was something, or is it more of a bingo game? I think I saw packages in the library there for children.
This is for all ages because we want to kind of spark a sense of childlike wonderment in adults too. But we have a little bingo and it just gives little things that people can do to check off. Like maybe they hide a kindness rock or they send a letter to a friend or walk a neighbor's dog. Nothing that is onerous, just little bits of things that you can do. And we have chalk for people to write beautiful messages on the sidewalk and bubbles and a postcard, some seeds to plant to bring wildflowers to the community that are local wildflowers. Oh, I love this. Yep. And that's the craft kit that we have for kids as part of our summer reading program right now. And we also wanted to promote people being kind to themselves. So we have chamomile tea as some self-care in the bags too. So again, this is like, I work with the kindest people. I am so incredibly grateful for the team that we have here at the library. And we're part of the city and our city team is really exemplary too. I'm hopeful that next year we're going to launch a citywide initiative of having a year of kindness. So we're in talks right now about that at a city leadership team level.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know, you mentioned the groups of folks that support the library and all of the organizations that kind of wrap around the library. Let's touch base on that in just a moment. If you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen with Everybody Can, and you're listening to KPTZ 91.9. And we have with us today the library director of the Port Townsend Library. We're talking about the ways folks can get involved and some of the unique things that folks do not know are offered through the library. The kindness movement is so cool. But you have three organizations, as you mentioned at the beginning of this library, at its inception, it really only had functional facilities and all the operational aspects and all the services and programs were funded by outside of the cities. That's somewhat true today too, all of the additional programs.
We're very fortunate that we're tax supported through a generous levy that our community supported for us in 2008. But our programs are primarily funded through the Friends of the Library, and they do that through their book sales that they have 3 times a year in October. That will be the next one, and then March and June. So they make things like the kindness kits and craft kits and author talks and summer reading and the community read possible. And then our wonderful library foundation, they help fund projects like like if you've been to the library recently and seen our beautiful grounds, they help support the landscaping. We have an amazing group of volunteers that named themselves the Bookworms, and we have never had more beautiful grounds. We had the honor of being in the Secret Garden Tour this year, which is pretty special.
That's fantastic. So, you know, you think about volunteering at the library, it doesn't mean you have to be indoors. And listeners, if you're thinking about how can I be a part of this, I want to know a little bit more, it sounds like there's a wide range of things that could be a way to connect and participate, from the three organizations you mentioned to, gosh, I bet you'd welcome some hands for these kindness kits. If they are interested in learning a little bit more about how to get plugged in, what is the website or the best page to go to learn a little bit about volunteer opportunities?
Yes, our website is ptpubliclibrary.org. Once again, that's ptpubliclibrary.org. Or even better, hopefully our listeners will come into the library and get a card, or come check something out if they already have a card, or inspire a friend or a neighbor to get a card as well. And then they can learn more about all the amazing things we have. Because as we talked yesterday, Missy, I don't want us to be the best kept secret in Port Townsend. We have something to offer to everyone here in our library.
Yeah, you've got unusual items to borrow. You have curbside service, library grab bags. This digital equity navigator is so profoundly critical, and it was not something that anyone would have thought of maybe even 10 years ago as an important piece, but it is it's an infrastructure piece that really is worth examining. Let's talk about how you filled the gap. Digital equity navigator at the library does what?
So that is through an incredible partnership with the Jefferson County Library, which we are part of a consortium with them called CLIO, the Cooperative Libraries of the Eastern Olympics. And they wrote an amazing grant to fund a digital equity navigator to help our community be able, really our county, it's countywide throughout Jefferson County, be able to better access technology, broadband, to learn about programs that could help them. So we have Jamie Penna here. He's a librarian who works on Wednesdays at the Port Townsend Public Library, but he works throughout the county with his work. So we'd love to have people stop by and learn more about that, because it's so critical now more than ever that people have connectivity and understand digital literacy and all the programs that can help them if they don't have access right now. And I think that is another silver lining of the pandemic. It shined a light on how important mm-hmm. that was for people, mm-hmm. and wonderful federal and state agencies stepped up with grant programs to help fund this.
We would not have attended to it as so deeply if not for the pandemic. You know, citizens who have telemedicine appointments, is that like an example of where your digital equity navigator, you could come in and say, I'm having trouble figuring out this thing with whether it's my chart or it's some other reason they're on a digital space that they haven't been on and need to use. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We're all about helping people access the tools they need. And so I feel like librarians are the ultimate connectors. Mm. So that's a great example of that. And people might not have computers at home, so they can come to the library and use our computers for free. They can print, they can scan. We have Wi-Fi. I believe we have some of the best Wi-Fi in the community that works at a great speed. And when the pandemic started, we turned it on throughout our parking lot. So did the county library, and it's 24/7, because who knows if somebody might need to meet up with a group in New Zealand in the middle of the night. We had a community member who was in a singing group, and they were singing at like 2 a.m. in the parking lot with New Zealand friends.
I love it. And the other thing that I'm really always trying to be a bit more intentional when we discuss, you know, getting connected through volunteerism is accessibility for those with different limitations. And so could you give an example of not just your services, but I have the desire to be involved and participate. What could I do, but I can't get there, or I have some other limitations? What ideas would you throw out for us there?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to know that people can volunteer throughout the city of Port Townsend and not just the library, since mm-hmm. we are a city department. But I think the first step is going to our website and applying that you want to volunteer and letting us know what some of your interests are. And we try to get to yes and finding out what's a good, you know, organizational need that we have, but how do we also make sure that we can have people that are a vital part of our community be able to give back to the library or the city? I think that is so important. So we've we've had people help stuff the kindness bags. We've had people wash books. We've had people do gardening. So some people don't want to be inside. Other people help polish discs for us at the library. And as our programs start to come back more in person, we would really welcome some additional program support, helping set up, take down. So I think the best thing to do is just come and start having a conversation with us, and we can see if there's a way to fit you in, or if not. Sometimes what we've helped people do is become connected to other community organizations that they're going to be a better fit at, and it'll bring them more joy. So we love to do that too.
Your website is really spot on. It lists a whole bunch of our commissions and opportunities to be involved with our civic mm-hmm. opportunities. And I found it very easy to navigate to get more information by going to that library website. Of course, it would make sense. You know how to make it easy to find information. And unfortunately, we don't have enough time to talk about more of that, but let's have you back on. I'd really like to plug in a little bit more on, you know, those extra enrichment, you know, the things that we can borrow from the library. And I imagine you'd welcome a phone call or an email with other suggestions if folks have ideas that they want to help flesh out. Melody, let's give another way to reach these folks and mention email, phone number, or website once again before we say toodles.
Yes, well, I definitely welcome people reach out. That's one of my great joys as an extroverted librarian. So stop by the library to chat with me. Give me a call at 360-344-3054. Or my email is meisler at cityofpt.us. And if you forget any of that, all of that info is at our wonderful website where you will find a wealth of information. And that is publiclibrary.org. And Missy, this has been such an honor. Thank you for the great work that you and KPTZ do for our community.
We have a wonderful, wonderful community, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of it. Melody, we'll be talking soon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, while I have your ear, we want to hear about those unsung heroes you may have run across. You know, the ones who really like to be behind the scenes, kind of like the bookworms we just talked about. Micro moments of kindness, they are the building blocks. Those small gestures, those unique moments. We want to hear from you. So, dear listeners, let's acknowledge those great people. Send me an email at everybodycan@kptz.org. Now, my special shout out goes to Miss Connie Sigal, a lovely woman who's eager to say yes at any time, and eyewitness delivering someone to a place they couldn't get to if not for her transportation. So thank you, Connie, for being there. Now, in the words of our public library, go out, uplift your community, read, learn, explore, and create. Have a great day.